One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Sorry, can you say that again?
The price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say.
No, the price of a train ticket is $20.
Something like that.
Okay.
So, can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can take the bus to the New York City.
What's the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, I said the price of a bus ticket is $11. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the four in four apples. When we talk about dates and orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix, the th, after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the fourth in the 4th of July.
So when we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
If you want to count something, you should use cardinal numbers.
Fourth is a cardinal number, right?
No, fourth is an ordinal number. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
So can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, you can go for shopping in Soho. You can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, in the West Village is known for its foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
So is the High Line Park above street level?
Yeah, it's above, the High Line Park is above street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks that you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the United States, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
So the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Right, the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the Cloisters is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, that is correct. The American continent is divided into North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
So a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Right. A solid line means you cannot change lanes.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyle in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, you're much more likely to find wildlife in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is primarily a source of income in rural areas.